This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Tomorrow night, millions of people all around the world will be doing the same thing, counting down to the new year with at least one eye on the TV, watching the ball drop in Times Square. ABC, NBC, and CNN are all airing New Year's Eve specials, and they're not the only ones. Think of it as the last TV battle of the year for eyeballs and ad dollars. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
Back in the day, there used to be one guy everybody watched on New Year's Eve.
Hi, this is Dick Clark with New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Coming to you live.
It's still rocking, only now with Ryan Seacrest.
There are about a million people packed into 18 city blocks.
But there is some competition. Carson Daly on NBC, Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin on CNN, and Pitbull broadcasting for Fox from Miami. If you can call it competition, that is. ABC's Rockin' Eve dwarfs the other shows, bringing in 22 million viewers on average last year. That's more than NBC and Fox combined. Syracuse University professor Robert Thompson says the other networks are playing the long game, hoping to dethrone ABC.
Everybody would like their person, their program, to be the one that takes over for another generation.
If that doesn't happen for a while, there's still a lot of money to be made.
Advertisers will pay a premium for any kind of live viewing.
Larry Gerbrandt from Media Valuation Partners says that's especially true as more people stream ad-free shows on Netflix and other platforms. Advertisers particularly want young people, the audience Pitbull's targeting. Greg Portell is a partner at A.T. Kearney.
The evidence suggests that the Pitbull show in particular is bringing in a new segment of viewers.
Portell is one of them.
If you're going to have a party and you're going to have some fun, then let's have a party. And Pitbull throws a pretty good party.
In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.